Describe the part of your country that you find most interesting. A place of great fun, Lhasa, is on the bucket list of many would-be Chinese tourists. Perched upon the majestic Tibetan plateau, Lhasa claims its place among the loftiest cities on earth, eminent for its iconic Potala Palace. This hallowed city serves as a spiritual haven for devout followers of Buddhism. Everything I know about the City of Sunlight comes from social media, since it is recommended to their fans by virtually all the travel bloggers I follow as an attraction that boasts distinctive scenery and culture. Since many scenic attractions in Lhasa require transportation by car, the first thing most people do when they come for a visit is rent a car. That way, they can go anywhere as they please. Renowned around the world for its high altitude and the Tibetan way of life, the sacred land captivates travelers with beauty unseen anywhere else, forged by its unique geography and climate. Should fortune favor us, I fervently aspire to visit Namtso, a veritable jewel among the three sacred lakes adorning Tibet's landscape. Beyond its crystalline waters, visitors are blessed with a majestic panorama of snow-capped mountains stretching across the horizon. A visit to the venerable Potala Palace, an iconic emblem of Lhasa, also occupies a prominent place on my itinerary. Lhasa emanates a magical and intriguing aura, where the thin air coexists with the unwavering faith of its people. I was deeply moved by a video I once saw on social media, depicting Tibetan individuals dressed in humble attire, braving the elements as they set forth from their homes. At regular intervals, they would humbly kneel down, bowing their heads in profound reverence. Their destination? The revered Jokhan Temple. Witnessing their resolute devotion kindled within me an irresistible desire to personally experience the mystique of Lhasa.